Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. Thanks so much for listening in. And my goodness, we got the lines totally full here tonight. Congratulations on showing up and showing up in a big way. We've got our five-star crown, Brandy Shinoto from Hawaii, going to talk about the game plan for success. It's a new training, an exciting training about how to get people started right. But before we do that, what I'd like to do is just make a couple of really important announcements. Last week we announced that we're extending the Gold Rush through convention through August 29th. And now I want to thank David Sandoval and Amy Venner for also extending the $500 Diamond Achievement Bonus. So that was set to run out here in the month of June, and it is going to be extended all the way through the end of August. So that $500 bonus is going to come in handy if you're, you know, a rising star moving up through the ranks, and you hit the rank of Diamond, you got $500 extra in your wallet, and hopefully you'll use that extra cash to pay for travel to get to convention, because, you know, that's where everyone's pointed toward right now, is our first national convention. It is definitely going to be a huge event. I spent a good part of the day today talking to some new potential speakers for the event and going over the agenda and talking with the AV guys. And I'll tell you what, this is going to be something really, really special. We're expecting well over 600 people at the convention at our first event. And this is going to be one of those where were you moments, an opportunity for you to meet the corporate leadership, to meet the top field leadership, to be in the right place at the right time. And not only should you be there, but definitely you want to make sure that you're getting your team there, because anyone and everyone who's at the event is going to be ready to make some big decisions. I love the quote from Mary Kay Mullally today that said, big decisions are made at big events. And the people that are going to be at that event are going to be making big decisions about how they want to move their business forward. So you want to be there. You want to get more people there. And events are a big part of our business. David Sandoval's on the road. He's going to be in Santa Monica, Southern California, on Thursday night. Going to be in Paso Robles in Central California on Saturday. So all you folks in California or anyone who knows somebody in California, make sure that you get people to Dave's event. You know, it's a great opportunity and a great time to be promoting into California, because it's much easier, obviously, to get to convention if you're local. And so it's a good reason to reach out through your Facebook friends and other places to you know, to find people who are from California and to say, I'm looking for somebody in California. Who do you know? And we're building a team, and there's no question that Purium's growing all across the United States and Canada. And California is one of the areas that's growing the fastest right now as people are building into convention. And not just California. We're seeing folks, you know, a lot of growth in Vegas, a lot of growth in Arizona. So anywhere within that 4, 5, 6 hour driving distance from convention, we're seeing lots of new activity. So congratulations and great stuff. And, you know, speaking of new activity, one of the people who's driving the most new activity and certainly has for the last year is our first and only five-star crown, Brandy Shinoto. And when Brandy drives new activity, she turns interested people into active people, into productive people, and she does it in such a simple way. And that's the key to this business, is duplication, keeping things simple and keeping things fun. And she's created a new game plan. Talk about fun. All games are fun. She's created a game plan for success. And when I heard this, I said, my goodness, you got to get on our national call and you got to share this with everybody. So, Brandy Shinoto, are you on the line?
Hey, David. How's it going?
Fantastic, fantastic. So I heard you got a game plan for success. Tell me a little bit about this game plan.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for having me on the line, and I am just so excited to be here right now. I wanted to just send a huge congratulations out to everyone that's on this call right now. If you are on this call, you are here at a magic, magic moment. I mean, we have convention coming up around, right around the corner. So those of you who are going to be there are the ones that are going to be set up to be having huge success in this next year to come. And speaking about success, you know, when we were having our conversation when you were here in Hawaii, it really did cause me to truly look at what we were doing that was bringing our team success. And I found that what we do is we just keep things ultra, ultra simple. Because when you can show people the simplicity of what we do, there's really not much more for them to do than go out and do it. So tonight on this call, I'm going to share with everyone on this call our super simple game plan to success. Anybody that follows this game plan will have success. And even better, anyone that's able to teach people the game plan will have big success. So if you're on this call right now, I want you to get a pen and paper out so you can take notes for this. After a while, you'll be able to just do it straight from your memory because it's so simple. All you're going to remember is the word game, G-A-M-E. This is the game plan to success. Number one, with the G, we're going to go public. So if you are on this call right now and you are brand new, that is your goal. You are going to go public and let people know what you're doing. If you're on this call and you've been here for a while with us, maybe over the past year, you're going to relaunch your business and you're going to go public again. The whole idea is that, you know, things change. The people who are following us, they may hear about what we're doing at one time and they may forget about it because they have their lives that they're dealing with. So the idea is if we stay consistent with letting people know what we're doing, that consistency is key, that they'll know where to come back to when they are ready to make huge life transformations. So go public. If you're just beginning, go to work and let people at work know what you're doing because you're about to do a 10-day transformation. And believe me, when people see you turning down the donuts and turning down the Starbucks runs, they're going to ask you, what are you doing? Why are you not eating? So you want to kind of be proactive about this and let them know what you're doing before you even start. Let your family members know what you're doing as well. Because when you start this transformation, you want as much support as possible. So let them know that you're doing something for your health, you're super excited, and for 10 days, you're going to be on an awesome cleanse that's going to help clean your body and shrink your waistline. Let your normal network of friends that normally kind of ask you out to eat and drink, let them know what you're doing. Maybe you do happy hour drinks. Maybe you hang out with friends and you guys eat together. You want to let them know what you're doing. Again, when you're letting them know what you're doing, you're not trying to sell them. You're simply letting people know about the lifestyle change you're going to make. And the awesome thing is that when you simply go public without selling, just letting them know what you're doing, just letting them know that you're about to make this change, when you go public and begin your transformation and start holding your drink with you, shaking your drink around, drinking it in front of people, when you go public, you will naturally pique people's interest. You will naturally have people asking you what you're doing. So when that happens, be sure to remember the game plan. And the game plan starts with G to go public, and next it is A. You need to remember to ask the magic question. And in parentheses, I want you to write down avoiding word vomit. So you're going to go public. You're going to let people know what you're doing, and that's going to cause them to ask questions. You're going to be drinking your drink and shrinking in front of people's eyes. That's going to cause people to ask questions. So when they start wondering what you're doing, remember to ask the magic question. And the magic question is, have you ever heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation? Let's try it together. Have you ever heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation? I just did it at a doctor's office. Somebody told me I looked good, and they asked me what I was doing if I was working out, and I said, hey, have you ever heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation? Put this question into your mind. This should be the first thing coming out of your mouth when people start asking you or when people start inquiring about what you're doing. Have you ever heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation? Asking this question also helps you avoid word vomit. You see, when we're excited and when we get them excited, it can actually be a combination for disaster because we might just get so excited that we start telling them about everything and anything. spirulina, wheatgrass, whole grass, alfalfa, rice bran solubles, activated barley, carrot juice, aminos, every 2.5 hours, David Sandoval, Bradley Shinoto, you just can't stop talking. So when you know the game plan for success, you know that the moment you go public and pique their interest, the next thing you're going to do is simply ask them the question, have you ever heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation? And that opens up the conversation. That opens up their mind. And that actually gives you an opportunity to start engaging them and start getting them to take steps towards you. And that's how master marketers go to work. They get people to take steps towards them. As opposed to the newbies that run after people and make people run away. And the worst thing you can do to make people run away is word vomit. So just remember, number one, you're going to go public. Number two, you're going to ask the magic question. Have you ever heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation? Then allowing them to answer you. Right now, you will hear everyone tell you no, because no one has heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation. And when they say no, they're going to want to learn more. And that's what brings us to the M in our game plan, which is move them to the tools. We have so many tools available for you to lead people towards. But the key is that you do not be the presenter. Do you know what that means? You're not to be the presenter. That means that when you ask them the question, have you ever heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation? And they say, no, I haven't. What is it? Is it a diet? You are not to be the one to answer their question. That's when you simply go, oh my goodness. Use short descriptive words to describe what it is. It's an awesome, amazing cleanse. You can use, you can let them know the catchphrase where you can lose between 5 and 20 pounds in 10 days. Say it's green, organic, vegan. You can even tell them, hey, I lost 10 pounds in 10 days, but that's it. You do not give the presentation. You don't tell them what happens in their body. You don't tell them the aminos goes to their muscles and in 23 minutes puts them in an anabolic state so that it forces the body to go to their fat for fuel. You don't tell them that, oh, and then before bed you take the apothecary, and the apothecary lowers cortisol and helps you get a long regenerative sleep so that you can wake up in the morning. That is not what you do. You do not give the presentation. And I want from this point forward for each and every one of you to be very aware of yourself, aware of how much information you're giving out in that first exposure. All you have to do from that point on to follow the game plan to success is move them to a tool. So on this call right now, I want each and every one of you to think about what your first tool is going to be. Now, each of us are different. If you have a smartphone, a lot of people are having success with text messaging service. We ask people to immediately text the word Purium to 55678. So after we've asked the magic question, have you ever heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation? And they say, no, I haven't. Then you say, hey, do you have your smartphone on you? Can you take it out? Okay, go ahead and text the word Purium to the number 55678, and you'll get a series of videos today that's going to come to your phone. Take a look at those videos. So if you have a smartphone and you're into technology, you can easily utilize the 55678 text service. Some people like to carry around brochures and catalogs with them, which is perfectly fine. If you have it on you at all times, you have it in your purse, in your bag, the moment somebody ask you about what you're doing because you've gone public, you ask them the magic question, hey, have you ever heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation? When they say no, you move them to the tool. So you'll take it out of your purse or your bag and say, hey, let me just give this to you. It's an amazing cleanse. I lost 10 pounds in 10 days. It's organic. It's vegan. Take a look at this information, and you hand them that information. For some of us, we do a lot of our marketing through Facebook and social media, which is awesome. And if that's the case, many of you have a Facebook page or a Facebook group that you can add them to allow them to see all of the different success stories that we have. So it's the same thing. You know, when they hit you up on Facebook and they message you, you would say the same thing. Oh, my goodness, have you ever heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation? Well, I'm going to add you to this group on Facebook, or I'm going to tag you on these pictures that you can look at. The whole idea is that you are moving them through to the next tool. you're not on Facebook writing them back a whole novel, telling them about what's in the products and the amino acids and David Sandoval and Brandi Schnolzel. You're not doing that. You're simply allowing the tools to do the job. So I want you to know, what is your first tool that you're going to move people to? It's a great thing to know. You know, you want to know right now what your tool is, because there will be times when we are caught off guard. You know, you're in the dentist's office and you bump into somebody you didn't expect to see and they tell you you look amazing. And if you're not ready to know what that first tool is going to be, you're going to ask them, well, have you ever heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation? They're going to say no and sit next to you. And then you're going to engage them in this super long conversation. And it's also known as word vomit. No matter what, it becomes word vomit. And people will never respond well to word vomit. And and even worse, your business is not going to grow if you word vomit. But if you're sitting in that doctor's office and you know what you need to do, you know that you're going to give them that first hire source. So if it's a text messaging service, you're going to ask them to text the word Perium. Or if it's, you're going to hand them a brochure, you're going to hand them a brochure. Or if right there you're going to say, hey, we're Facebook friends, I'm going to add you to a Facebook group, or I'm going to tag you on some big Facebook pictures. Just look out for the tag. And then you kind of might want to remove yourself a little bit from the situation, find a nonchalant way to kind of get out of the situation, or change the subject, because you really don't want to be spending hours talking about Perium. And that's how simple it is. You're going to move them to the tool. So after you've moved them through the first tool, awesome. You're going to follow up. And the last thing you're going to do is you're going to get them enrolled, right? This is the game plan for success. G, go public. A, ask the magic questions. M, move them to the tools. And E, get them enrolled. Now, a huge problem for brand new business builders, newbies in this business, is that, okay, they have no problem sharing with others about what they have, but the whole follow-up process, maybe the consistency is not there. You talk to all of our top income earners in this company. All of our top income earners know how to follow up and close the deal. They know how to follow up and enroll. So for those of you on the line who are trying to learn the skills of follow-up, remember, keep it light, keep it fun, and keep it positive. The reason why many people don't have success when they follow up is because they follow up and they say, hey, can I help you get started? Hey, did you get to look at the information I sent you? You never want to ask something that's going to put somebody in an awkward position. So remember, keep it light, keep it fun, and keep it positive. Call them back and be like, oh my goodness, weren't those pictures amazing? Or text message them and tell them, wasn't that video so awesome? Doesn't it make you want to eat healthy? You know, keep it positive, keep it light. Every time you follow up with somebody, just tell them exactly what you know they're thinking. Oh my goodness, are you ready to bring sexy back or bring healthy back? Keep it light. And remember this, when somebody hasn't made the decision to get started just yet, it's always because they haven't gotten enough information. So even if your friend tells you, hey, okay, I'm going to get started next month because I know I'll have the money for it next month. Or if somebody says, you know, I'm not sure if I can do this, but I'm going to think about it. I'm going to look for a 10-day block of time for me to get started on this 10-day transformation. Don't believe them. The reason why they haven't gotten started is because they have not gotten enough information. And a big mistake that newbies make in this business is you give them that first piece of information and then you sit there twiddling your thumbs, wondering why they haven't gotten started. I mean, we've all done it. We've all done it. We give somebody a piece of information and we say, oh, I don't know what they're waiting for. They said they wanted it. They said they wanted to get healthy. I'm just waiting for them to get started. If they haven't gotten started yet, it's because they haven't gotten enough information yet. So continue to give them information. Continue to drip on them information. Let them know, hey, can I have your email and send me something that I think you'd like to look over. Go back to them on Facebook and say, hey, I know you were interested in Perium at one time. Is it okay if I forward you this video of somebody who had gone through their transformation? I think you'd love watching it. Believe me, if you keep it light, you keep it fun, and keep it positive, they will welcome every piece of information you give them. And keep this in mind. There are three types of people. People who start now, people who start later and people who start after the weight's been lost, after all the money's been made. And it's okay. We're going to be here to help everyone get started, to help those that want to get started now, later, and after get started. But that's the key, is we have to be here consistently, going public, asking the question, and moving people to the tools. And then, again, lastly, the last part of the game plan is to enroll them. So your job is not done until you get them started, until you close the deal, until you get them enrolled. And what I want to do is reference three ways that you can get them enrolled. The best, the easiest way, the best way, the way I use to teach all of my team members how to get people enrolled, and the way all of our top income earners are helping their team members reach success. And it's number one, through healthy happy hours. If you can get somebody to a healthy happy hour, you will close the deal there. They will get enrolled. Number two, there's mini healthy happy hours. So mini healthy happy hour can happen anywhere. A healthy happy hour doesn't always have to be in a house full of a ton of people or in a hall full of hundreds of people. It can be just at a Starbucks with three or four people. You know, you call one of your girlfriends that agrees to meet you at Starbucks, and then you call one of your other friends and say, hey, I'm meeting a couple people at Starbucks. You've been wanting to sample our product. Can you meet us at Starbucks? Just start adding people on, and then before you know it, you've got a mini healthy happy hour going on at a public location. And mini healthy happy hours are another great way to get people started, people who are just waiting on the fence trying to make their decision. And then lastly, the best tool to just get people closed, get them enrolled, is always going to be a three-way call. And a three-way call is a conference call that you do with your prospect in your up team support. That's when you have a prospect that you've already been taking them through the game plan. You went public, you asked them the question, you moved them through the tools, and they're still trying to decide to get started. Maybe you haven't been able to get them to healthy happy hours or to even a mini healthy happy hour. Guess what you do? You just tell them, hey, you're on your way from work right now? Really? You got about 10 minutes? Hold on. I'm going to call my friend that introduced this to me, and you're going to love to meet her. Click that telephone. Press your add call button, bring on your friends, merge the call, and introduce your up-team support to your prospect. And you let your up-team support do what they do, and they know what to do. Your up-team diamond or crown absolutely knows how to ask this person questions to help them get started, because they've been doing it for a long time. That's why they're diamonds and crowns. So the whole idea is, it is not a win. It is not a game plan for success until you complete it by getting them started, by enrolling them, by closing the deal. So you're going to need to follow up with people and enroll them. And then when you can do this successfully over and over and teach others to do this simple four-step game plan to success, you will find yourself successful. So again, follow the game plan to success. G, go public. Let people around you know what you're doing and teach others to go public. A, ask the magic question and avoid word vomit. Have you ever heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation is what you want to ask left and right? And you want to teach people to ask this question and teach people to avoid word vomit. M, you want to move them to the tools. We have so many tools at our disposal for us to utilize, no matter who you are and what situation you are. You want to move them to the tools, and you want to teach others to move them to the tools as well. And lastly, you want to enroll them. You've got to close the deal. Close the deal and teach others to close the deal through bringing people to healthy happy hours, mini healthy happy hours, or three-way calls, and you will be successful. Success leaves clues, guys, and I just left you the hugest clues. Clue. Follow the game plan to success. I want to thank you so much, David, David Litt, for having me on the call. Thank you so much, David Sandoval and Amy Venner. Thank you so much, Dave.
Awesome stuff, Brandy. Thanks so much for sharing the game plan. And you know, I love how it's really about sharing. It's really fun. It's really simple, but it's on purpose. And I think, you know, maybe that's the only thing I can add to this, and you did a fantastic job of the overview, the details, the philosophy, the summary. I mean, it was perfect. The only thing that I want to add is that some people think that if you either have fun or you make money, And I love how you've combined the two, making this into a game, making it light, making it simple, making it positive, but making it on purpose. And so the two things are not mutually exclusive. You can have fun, and you can make money. In fact, the more fun you have, the more money you make, and the more money you make, the more fun you have. And so this is a great game plan that anyone can implement today, and I loved how you said no matter when you started or how you started, you can go public again tonight. And so I hope that all the hundreds and hundreds of people on the line tonight take that advice seriously, walk through that game plan, and either learn or relearn how you got started starting tonight with going public. So lots of great stuff in there. I hope you took good notes. I know I did. And Brandy, thanks so much for sharing that with everyone tonight.
Aloha.
Aloha, mahalo. Good night, everybody. Thanks so much. David Sandoval tomorrow night on the 20-day continuation program. So one of the most common questions we get is, what do you do after the 10-day transformation? Join us tomorrow night, David Sandoval. We'll talk about the 20-day continuation program and some variations on how you can have a 30-day program, a longer-term success, and really transition into that healthy lifestyle using the 10-day transformation as a gateway. So great call tomorrow night. Fantastic call tonight. Thanks so much, Brandy, and thanks, everybody, for being on the line. Bye now.